KTTS. It's kind of funny. Those little things that make you kind of panicky. Yeah, I got to agree with the lady with the car wash. That can, because I'm a little claustrophobic too, and that can, you just don't look. You just look at your phone.
Listen to the water and the soap.
Play with your phone while you're going through the car wash. That's a good one. What makes you panicky?
When I go up to a railroad and there is a train, I at least stop three cars back. I won't inch up.
Okay, yeah.
Even if cars pull up behind me, I don't inch up, and it annoys everybody else but me. I like the space. I get seasick if I stare at the train or plus, you never know if you want to turn around. I know my husband is always like, inch up, there's people behind us. I'm like, so what? Like, I get so car sick, and it's like you never know what's going to happen with trains, so I stay back.
Well, no, and that's really actually a pretty good idea.
It is. What if you want to leave?
I've been that guy where and I can't watch them when you pull up to one. You can't stare at them going by because that'll make you crazy. But I've had them stop, like they're going slow, and then they stop. And you're stuck there. So, yeah, backing off like you do that.
Well, having a new driver in the family, my daughter, I always tell her, don't always give yourself enough space, no matter what line you're in or where you're at,
to get
away. Yeah, even in traffic, at the stoplights, don't edge up. If you need to leave, get away from an incident or something that's happening.
Yeah, especially a railroad crossing.
Look at that. Hey.